Welcome to a bonus edition of the Inside Scoop Jerusalem, where today we are going to journey from Jerusalem to Malmo, Sweden, for none other than, drumroll, the Eurovision. If you haven't ever encountered the Eurovision Song Contest, and if you're American, there's a good chance you haven't, it's a flamboyant, eccentric spectacle of music, show, sequence, feathers, scantily clad performers, and 80s music. It's a several days long competition involving countries from Europe plus the Caucasus, Israel, and Australia. In this episode, we are going to review all the songs entered into the Eurovision Song Contest. And when I say we, that is the reason I am calling this a special bonus episode. I am sharing the microphone with two of my three children. Actually, we were testing a new microphone, and that's kind of how this all transpired. So Lucas and Raya were very eager to participate in testing the microphone, naturally, and then pontificating on the music. And my parents, John and Carol Schiavi, who were already on FaceTime, joined in from New York. So if you're from America, your first encounter with Eurovision will be cringe. If you live in a country that participates in the contest, you will likely get swept up in it. I rode the fence for most of my 20 years in Jerusalem. No, that's not true. Actually, I avoided it like the plague for a better part of my time here. And then in the last couple years, I finally capitulated and ceded my soul and my time to watching this the Israeli version of the song contest that produces its Eurovision representative. This year was no different, but it gets worse because as a journalist, I was then curious how the Israeli representative, Eden Golan, who is an amazing singer, by the way, how she was going to be received considering the controversial Israeli military action in Gaza and all of the protests going on all around the world. So I headed to YouTube, where I proceeded to binge watch reaction video after reaction video to the Israeli song and singer. I chalked up a mortifying number of hours watching these, but to my surprise, I didn't hear one negative review. They were all overwhelmingly positive. Now, in the midst of that, I stumbled upon this compilation video put out by Eurovision itself. And that's when we just got this mic, and so the testing began. So without further ado, this test-turned-special-bonus-episode, emphasis on the special, the John review of Eurovision with special guests Lucas and Raya, plus Carol and John Schiavi from New York. All right, let's get right to it. The Inside Scoop Special Edition, Jerusalem to Malmo. Okay, Raya, you're fired. Okay. Welcome everybody to the show tonight, where we are going to, surprise, surprise, to my contestant judges, woo! Raya and Lucas.
Round of applause.
And all the way from New York City, Mimi and Gong Gong. And we are going tonight to, now we've done a couple of reaction videos to the Eurovision songs that are coming up. No side conversations.
Yeah, no.
Okay? Pay attention. Because otherwise you're not going to know what to do for the game. This is Hunger Games. If you don't play right, you die.
Mom, I never play Hunger Games.
No, and you better hope you don't. Okay. So, listen. So, the object of tonight's recording is a reaction. We are going to, now we've reacted to the Israel song for the Eurovision. We've reacted to the England song.
Disgrace.
We actually had to stop it with like just about 1 minute into the England song and move on, like run and go like take a shower. It was that bad. And now what we are going to do is actually da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. We are going to react
to a snippet from every song. 37 songs that have been entered into Eurovision 2024, which is going to be in May. In May of this year.
Insane.
We're going to work through all of them?
No, this is going to be insane. There's no way we're getting through all
Please
of them.
Please tell me the United Kingdom one is not here.
They're all here. All of them that have been entered are here. Just so you know, even when you burp.
She burped.
It gets picked up by this microphone.
You better hear what she said before.
Okay. Well, we will when we play it back.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's no way we're getting through all of these tonight because it's 9:40 and you have to go to bed. But we're going to start because we're testing the microphone. Okay.
Yay.
Is everybody ready? Here, Mimi Gong Gong, can you see?
Yeah, I can see.
How do you? But you don't see the computer. Okay. They don't see the computer, so I don't know how they're going to follow along.
Can you put the computer more close to us?
This is bad.
No, I'm not
going to. Okay. Fish. Disgusting.
All
disgusting.
Right, I'm sorry. Mimi and Gong Gong, you can't really react because you can't.
Okay.
So stop. Maybe we can go like this? No, it doesn't help. You're going to have to hold it for Mimi and Gong Gong. Just like that. That's perfect. Hold it like that. All right. And Eurovision.
Three.
Freak Show 2024.
Two, one. Action.
Here we go. First country.
All songs for me.
Albania.
You know what?
ISIS.
Okay. Well,
honestly. For now, not that bad. Like, the voice is pretty good.
Yeah.
Music video, much better than the United Kingdom one, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we didn't watch it, but we watched it before. If you go, you could go check that one out.
Yeah, I actually like it. I think the song sounds pretty nice pretty so good. Far. Okay, Raya?
It was nice. It is nice. I don't understand what the men were doing, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a little weird. No, listen, it was a little... you got to look past it, but guys... You're not going to believe what's coming up now.
Armenia!
And look.
Look, we were there!
Yes! We were there! Do you remember?
Yeah, we were in the hotel there.
This is Dilijan.
We were in the hotel right there. We were there. What was our apartment? No, I need to say it was a nice instrument, nice instrumental,
mm-hmm.
I think we had to hear her talking more, singing more, because all I really heard was her maybe saying a few words and hearing the beat and the instruments go on, but yeah, the music video, I think this is the only normal music video we've really seen for now. And we've actually been there.
Although it was kind of a little weird. She was petting a chicken. She was holding a chicken.
You know, that's actually...
You should actually see the whole thing. At some point, there's like a whole truck of pomegranates. Like all the pomegranates fall out of the bottom of the truck. And they all go rolling down the hill.
I mean, it's better than watching the other videos.
Yeah, it's better. Now. So, Raya, Armenia, what do you have to say?
It's fine.
Nothing else.
And it was a bit weird, unfortunately. I would have liked to have seen more from Armenia, considering we want to root for them, but I don't think it's even going to make the top 10.
But she used to talk more. She didn't sing.
Yeah, I saw the whole video. It actually doesn't get much better.
Australia. Oh,
Jesus,
God.
Help us.
Oh, God. Jesus. Is that the one you just did?
What is happening? Oh, my God. Oh my God. Did they like run out of a budget? Did they have no money?
Guys, my God.
Oh my God.
So if you look at the Australia music, I didn't even focus. My ears couldn't focus on the actual sound. My eyes, I think I needed my ears, I needed my taste buds, and I needed my eyes, all of those to just focus on the music video, because I think they ran out of a budget, so they couldn't afford a shirt. I don't think they couldn't afford a shirt. Like, they didn't afford a show.
All I can say is Australia is not in Europe and should not be in Eurovision. That's it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Go back down under. Because that was an atrocity.
My ears were focused on it. My ears were focused on the music video. That's how crazy the music video was.
This is not going to be good. Okay, go for it.
Which one is
Austria?
Austria.
Oh my god.
Cover your eyes.
Was this a movie?
Oh my god. Okay. Austria.
Austria is bad.
Austria is not kid friendly.
This
Austria
is a disgrace.
Is porn. Austria is what? Porn.
Wow. Oh, no.
That is disgusting. We flipped through Austria. Bye bye. Next. Even worse. What? Look what's next.
Wow. What is this? Yeah. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. And we have to make boo noises. You know, boo. You know, honestly, the music video was kind of normal.
It was normal.
No,
it was normal. Sorry, but what's coming up? Don't look. Okay. Azerbaijan, I wanted to hear more of the music. It sounds like it's pretty good. Like, it could be a really good song. The guy's voice seems good, but was soft.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to hear more. So maybe we'll watch the whole video
now
later.
I don't know. So we didn't pause it in time. So we got, like, another second of the other thing. And for now, it's one of the better ones. So wait, let's see what
this
country it is.
Belgium.
Oh, so we are. We have a golden wave.
I'm sorry. The 80s called. They want their song back.
The
80s is like, wait, where's that song? How did it make it to the future?
I got none of these.
Oh my god.
This one, they lost the budget too, but much more of a budget. This is a gold man.
Oh my god.
Flicking his hair. Oh!
Oh my god. Oh, all right.
Wait, what country is this?
No, that was
Belgium.
That was Belgium.
Oh, that was Belgium.
Now we're in Croatia.
Modric?
Baby Lasagna is the name of the song. Oh my gosh.
Baby Lasagna.
All right.
That's really Baby Lasagna.
Okay.
Is the name of the song.
I'm sure.
The music video at the start looked kind of normal.
Yeah.
So the guy was like, no.
It's like he's wearing like village clothes and suddenly it's all techno, but they're still wearing village clothes. So I don't know what to do with
that. He's wearing clothes, like normal clothes. That's why I'm thinking, oh, this will be good. I see him dancing in front of the old lady. He was dancing in the kitchen in front of the lady that was trying to cook mini lasagna.
Oh,
Baby Lasagna.
Cyprus next.
How do you know, Mom?
Because I'm reading it. It's down here.
Do you want to?
I mean, she could be wearing more, but
I love that outfit.
You're not wearing that.
Okay.
All right.
We need to stop on a different picture. So, honestly, I don't really understand the lyrics, but it sounded pretty good. The music and the beat and the instruments. But the only thing was the music video. There could have been more clothes in the video.
Yeah, there could have been more clothes. Now the music.
I think they lost their budget too.
That's right. They're right. They all ran out of money.
You wouldn't give them enough.
So the song sounded like it was going to be a good pop song.
Yes.
Like it would be good for Eurovision.
It'll be good for a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
Two, 3, 2, 1.
Czech Republic.
Czechia. Aiko is the name of the song.
Well,
you know, honestly,
I think her favorite word's "love me more."
Well, that is probably the name of the
sentence.
Song.
The music video was better than other music videos.
Better, yeah.
And I guess I liked it. Pretty good.
Like, you know, a little metal-ish hard rock music, which is shocking in Eurovision if it's not a Scandinavian nation. Wait till you see the Scandinavians. Work.
How many of them will we see?
We're not going to see all of them. We'll see. Like, so maybe we'll go to Israel.
Okay.
All right.
I like it
because it's going in alphabetical order.
I think I like it.
You like it?
It's
kind of good.
Yeah.
Denmark. The name of the song is Saba. Saba.
Oh, or her name Saba and Sand.
Oh.
Oh, she has a voice.
What is the name of the song?
Listen.
Saba?
There's
not anything.
Oh. Oh, she has a nice voice.
Is this the music video?
Yeah. But it looks like it might have been their contest that where she won it. Plus.
The music video was, if this was the music video, and whatever this music video is, it was much more appropriate. And I think the lyric, the music was very good.
This was the best one I've seen.
But,
okay.
Yeah,
Raya's saying it's the best.
I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Estonia.
Wow.
The name of the song is 5 Minutes X. Pull up. Pull up. Yep, that's last.
There's some cool instruments in there, but you can't tell because there's a lot of distraction. Well, that's about all we're going to see of Estonia because they won't be in the finals. Okay, next.
Yeah, I have no comments. No comments. Wait, next.
Finland.
What is it?
Wow.
Windows.
What did I tell you about the Scandinavian
Windows 95,
nations?
Man? Is that his
what
name?
Am I seeing?
I don't know what we're seeing.
What is those flat? I know what that shirt is. It's a.
Does he even have a good voice?
It's the shirt is a.
Why?
What's the shirt? Yeah, I know. I can't watch that.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's over. All right. We're in France now.
Oh, France, name of the song.
They don't sing a word in English, these guys.
Wait, is that the name?
Mon Amour is the name of the song.
Mon Amour means the love of my love. Same thing. What about this?
Great voice.
He's spinning.
Wow, he's singing. Beautiful. Nice ballad. Wow, great.
Yeah, that's something that you could call a good voice.
Nice ballad, like really showing off his voice, emotional, powerful. No idea what he said because it's only in French.
But music video was normal.
We only have
you know this music.
It's our turn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, Georgia is next.
Georgia. The name of the song is. Firefighter.
Oh my gosh, listen to this. All right, get the melody. Firefighter. All right, now I am going to interrupt this and I am going to play for you guys something. Go ahead.
Completely, first it was a different type of beat, and then they just completely changed it.
I know where you're going to put it already.
Now, I'm going to play something for you. You tell me if this is not an exact copy of this song, of course.
Wait, which one's a copy of which?
Well, this is from years ago, this one. This is from 2018.
Oh, so they copied this?
Let's see. Tell me. You tell me. Come on. Let's get into the middle of it. Into my eyes. Here, let me get silence. Does it not sound the same?
Is this the point? Was that the part?
Let's see.
Let's check it out.
I feel like it was.
No, we'll go there.
I have to go here and I go to this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound the same?
Kind of.
It sounds the same to me. It feel, and she won. The Fuego was, where was she from? Cyprus? Yeah, Cyprus. She's the one who won. Or, no, wait, she came second to Netta, by the way. I think she came second to Netta Barzilai.
Netta's the Israeli one. So what song did she have, Netta?
Toy.
Oh, Toy. Stupid.
All right, so anyway, I think Georgia is a copy and trying to win like Cyprus.
Look at that hair. You see that hair? That's too
consistent. All right.
Germany.
Germany.
Always on the run.
I.
It kind of looks like a depressed emo guy.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, he's depressed for sure.
He is depressed, but it makes for a good song. I like it. I don't love it, but it's...
It looks like a depressed
it's
emo.
It's better than others.
Emo. Is this next song? Oh, it's the same song. Emo. Yeah.
I don't know what emo is.
Cut my
How
life.
Do you know what emo is?
Next
up, we're in Greece.
I know you.
Opa!
Zari is the name of the song.
It does not sound Greek.
It sounds more, Spanish. Mexican Spanish, right?
Very strange. Don't like it. Don't love it. I don't love it.
Next, we have Iceland.
Iceland. Hold, brace yourselves,
next
guys.
Next one is Israel.
Brace yourselves for Iceland. Go for it.
Yeah, I know what it is, man.
Right. Next one is Israel. Oh my. Yeah, this was not in a studio. I don't know if this was in a studio.
No.
It doesn't look like
this. This looks like it was alive. Well, at least it's clean. Ireland. Oh my gosh.
I'm not watching.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Can I not watch
it? No, don't watch it. Turn your heads away.
Demonic.
Turn your heads away lest demons enter you.
Demon, what is it?
Bambi Thug.
Blue.
Doomsday Blue. Oh. Should we, let's go to the end of Ireland.
Okay, that doesn't work.
And what, see if...
I love... It's new one.
Israel.
This is the best for sure to me. Wait, what is the song called?
Hurricane.
Mom, can we do a bit more, please? No, last one, for sure. Oh, it skipped.
All right.
No, can we just finish it?
All right, Israel. Go ahead. Talk about Israel.
Oh, wait. To me, I think Israel is the best. Not just because I'm from Israel, but it sounded the best. The music video was not bad. And
it sounds like
the music was good. I liked it. And this one looks like she's growing a tree.
This is gonna be weird.
I'm not watching it.
Israel's song sounds sophisticated, and it sounds like other level. Like. Not to be biased, but it does sound, compared to what we heard so far, it sounds pretty other level.
What's bias?
Higher, like?
Bias means, like, just because I'm sitting in Israel, I feel like it's better. Not necessarily, but the voice, the music, and the type of song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom, what do you have to say?
Yes, I liked it. The voice, the song, and, like, the tempo, you know, the way it sounds, I don't know how to put it, but it's nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the Tree of Life.
The Tree of, in what? In the Israel one?
The back of her head is the Tree of Life.
Yes, it's hanging up, yes, the suspended tree.
I guess
oh, wait, are you talking about that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's Italy. It moved on to Italy.
Wait, so let's just watch Italy and end it. I think we should end it.
Oh, but look, here in the Israel one, there's the tree. Oh, wait, where did it go?
This isn't.
Hold on. I'll show you. See the tree? It's a suspended upside down tree from the hurricane. All right. Well, that's going to be a wrap for this evening. We cannot do... I don't know how many countries we did. I don't know how many countries we did, but we're a little less than one half through. And that's all our brains can handle for this evening. So thank you for joining us. Part two. Catch part two.
Oh,
subscribe, and you'll catch part two.
You
want to
go next? You want to go next? Okay, bye.
We love you.